During the second half of 2017, most international scholars studying Uyghurs and or the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, XUAR, recognized that something was seriously wrong as our Uyghur colleagues and friends in the region began disappearing. Many Uyghur students studying abroad were called back to their homeland by the government at this time, and Uyghurs in diaspora were told by relatives inside China to stop contacting them. This coincided with a time when Western scholars and journalists were reporting on an unprecedented securitization of the XUAR under recently appointed regional party secretary Qin Chuanguo, who was turning the region into an Orwellian surveillance state. Although Qin had implemented similar securitization tactics in Tibet, where he had previously served, in the XUAR it was bolstered by a new, massive system of electronic surveillance, which included an extensive database on Uyghur residents' habits, relations, religiosity, and other traits that could be used to assess their loyalty to the state. These measures appeared to represent yet another intensification of repressive policies in a region where securitization and suspicions about Uyghurs' loyalty to the state had been increasing for decades. Nonetheless, these trends towards increased repression in the XUAR did not prepare people for the shocking revelations in late 2017 that the People's Republic of China, PRC, had created extrajudicial mass internment camps for Uyghurs and other indigenous Muslims throughout the region. By 2018, estimates of the number of Uyghurs and other local Muslims in these camps had been set around 1 million, with some suggesting that it could be closer to 2 million. These camps' ethnic and religious profiling of Uyghurs and other indigenous Turkic groups has raised fears that the world is witnessing the preamble to yet another genocide. While the use of the term genocide to describe what is happening to the Uyghurs inside the XUAR, like any use of this word, is controversial, with time it has become clear that the PRC is, at the very least, committing acts of cultural genocide against the Uyghurs. In effect, the Chinese state has launched a campaign to destroy Uyghur identity as we know it. This is being accomplished through a complex of policies, which work together to attack the cultural products and practices, religious beliefs, and social capital that define Uyghurs, while simultaneously transforming the landscape of the XUAR, which Uyghurs consider to be their homeland. The internment camps, in which a significant portion of the Uyghur population has been detained indefinitely and without due process, are at the center of this complex of policies. Inside these camps, the internees are subjected to prison-like conditions, forced to study the Chinese language for hours on end, followed by additional hours of being force-fed Communist Party propaganda, much of which targets Islam and related Uyghur cultural practices as a dangerous ideology.
This was a short extract from the audiobook The War on the Uyghurs, China's Campaign Against Xinjiang's Muslims, by Sean R. Roberts, narrated by Christopher Ragland, and published by Manchester University Press.